Here's an example of interferometry, very long baseline interferometry, or VLBI. Actually, it originated in radio astronomy using a quasar, which is, of course, a very consistent radio source in the sky, and tracking these quasars from radio telescopes that can be on different continents. They can be extraordinary distances, determined very accurately using interferometry. And as a matter of fact, such a VLBI, or very long baseline interferometry, is used today in the network of control points on the Earth that are used for monitoring tectonic movements, and also the foundation for the International Terrestrial Reference Frame, which we will talk about later. That can be used to control GPS surveying's the very accurate positions. So VLBI still has a real role to play in GPS. It was used, as it says here, as early as 1967, and like SLR, it proved valuable information about the Earth's gravitational field and rotational axis. Now this is important to mention because, of course, now that it became possible through satellite means to combine the datums of different continents, the shape of the Earth and the orientation of the Earth, and determining those things quite accurately became essential to the use of satellites. Satellites orbit, of course, around the center of mass of the Earth, and the shape and the character of the planet is something that needs to be determined to be able to make the most of extraterrestrial positioning. Now, one of the first systems, again a passive system, to actually, in a practical way, use satellite tracking to determine positions on the Earth's surface was called Transit, also known as the Navy Navigational Satellite System, or NNSS.